call that I'm a robot father customer.
Juba is back to its everyday hustle and bustle, days after several shops and businesses were closed during Papal visit. Shopkeepers swung open their doors and public transport vehicles are once again full of commuters making their way across town. Some South Sudanese say although Francis is back in the Vatican, his words remain in their hearts. Madid Michael, a South Sudanese living in Juba, says he has served on his phone two of Pope's statement that stand out for him.
He said the abundant resources with which God has blessed this land should not be restricted to few, but recognized as a legacy for all. And the plan for the economy recovery should coincide with a proposal for the equitable distribution of wealth. This quote means a lot. If we really have resources, these resources belongs to the nation. They don't belong to the individual. If they belong to all of us, that should be invested in most of the development. We have to construct our roads using that money. We build hospitals, schools.
With President Salva Kiir, First Vice President Riek Machar and other top government officials in attendance on Friday at the State House, Francis called on the government to ensure equitable distribution of resources to change the lives of suffering South Sudanese people. Michael's other served quote from the Pope is about living for others.
We are all born to help each other, no matter how difficult it is. Life is good with you. Life is good when you are happy, and much better when others are happy because of you. It really means, it means a lot. It starts from me when I value my neighbor or anyone that I'm related more than my own self. I make them happy more than I do. Their happiness is much, much important than my own. When I value another citizen, I will not actually have that intention of making another bad thing against each other.
After coping with years of conflict, many South Sudanese have developed a culture of hatred for one another, according to Michael. Juba resident Juma Peter says what resonated with him was the Pope's message about how to achieve peace and unity in his country.
From Pope's message, I've learned something which is very important. So why are we still calling ourselves by ethnicity? Why are we not uniting under the flag and the map of the Republic of South Sudan? Then if there is a way that we can take out these sentiments of calling ourselves by the tribes, then I would strongly advise that we should forget about our tribes, look at us, at ourselves as South Sudanese, and we have to unite no matter how much we hurt ourselves. Always it's important when we reflect and we see how we can embrace forgiveness and embrace ourselves as brothers and sisters.
Father Samuel Abbe of the Catholic Church, who served as general coordinator for the papal visit, shared what was important to him from the Pope's speech at the State House.
There is a very outstanding expression of saying we should not make our country to be a cemetery. A cemetery where parents are burying their children, rather than children are supposed to be the one burying the old people. That means the death should be natural. But the Pope is meaning the death that is happening in our country is something that is forced. And many, many victims are young people. So according to me, it points to us that it is time for us to be peaceful.
Father Abbe says Francis also emphasized how important it is to forgive. He says in order for the Pope's words to make a difference, South Sudanese must practice what the Pope is preaching. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.